This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry for the sniffles. Ooh, I don't know why I'm allergic. We're in the dead of summer. My allergies are kicking in. I think I'm a little nervous today. I mean, it's always hard to go on air after a tragedy. I mean, we woke up hearing the sombering news that the death toll went up to now 5 police officers, as well as multiple others shot in the Dallas shooting and the tragedy yesterday. And it's always hard to go on air. You know, I mean, I always like to make fun of things and, you know, I like to be comical, whether you think I'm funny or not. I mean, I think I'm funny. Daniel's working the dial, so I made fun of him today. And I'm supposed to cheer you up, okay? And it's always very difficult, especially in the media, because, you know, you got something like this that's so tragic, and then you have my show. I'm supposed to be, I don't know, making fun of, I don't know, whoever in the media, and I, making fun of myself and making fun of Daniel. I don't know why Daniel, you know what, Daniel's in the doghouse. I was wondering, like, why did they assign Daniel to my show? Okay, because Justin and Ben must have some sort of seniority. Oh, Tom? I don't know where Tom is. Tom claims he's on vacation. My guess is he's hiding under the desk, and I just don't see him. So, you know, we'll make fun of Daniel. I promise, guys, we will. We'll try to cheer you up, but there's a few things we need to say and conceptualize about what's going on here, and you know the tragic week that we have seen with the multiple shootings, as you know, and what has transpired leading to this. Just to recap, at least 5 Dallas police officers were killed and 7 others wounded yesterday in an attack by snipers in downtown city streets that followed a peaceful protest over recent police shootings. I'm not sure how far away this occurred from the JFK assassination, but it was very sombering to see the chaos and all the video footage. That actually is also something that completely blows my mind, how, you know, my child saw one of the officers get shot and killed, you know, on live TV. I mean, this is what we're seeing. And then a couple days ago, he saw Sterling get shot on live TV. Not live TV, but the video being played on TV, you know, and we're just now surrounded so much by death and shooting, and it is such a negative air about us. But that's not what I think. I mean, on top of all this tragedy, which is really sombering today, what I've been seeing on Facebook, and I think what a lot of us have been feeling, is we have a war on our hands. You know, we thought that we made such great strides in race relations all these years and decades and equality. And when this happens, and all the things that happened this week, okay, we get reminded that, or we see the reality that we haven't made any of the progress that we superficially thought we did. Apparently, Dallas police chief said one of the attackers told authorities he was upset about the recent police shootings and wanted to kill white people, especially white officers. So, you know, when we see this and we look at our, you know, fellow brothers and sisters, and, you know, we like to wake up thinking that, you know, we're America and we're unified and we're, you know, America comes first. And when we see such a divide to the point that a very peaceful demonstration that was supposed to be winding down, okay, around 9-ish, explodes. I believe the first office, the first shots were fired around 8:40. You know, to see it erupt where it was a planned attack, and then I guess bomb squad had to also escape area to make sure that there was, because there were some bomb threats as well. You just realize, okay, whatever la-la land we're living in, that's not what reality is. And so what we have to do from today on is figure out how to mend this and how to mend our country. But we are going into a state of war. And it's a war where both sides don't really want to fight each other. I mean, we thought we were, you know, especially so many of us are mixed race. And so what are we looking at here? You know, our officers are, you know, we have our officers now being ambushed, having to take precautions. You know, officers, one thing that has been so heroic about them is they put our safety first, you know, in front of their own. They can't do that. They have to be safe because we're not safe without them. And then we have citizens very concerned that if they tell an officer that they have a concealed weapon, they could still be shot. And so there's so much right now confusion and chaos, and that, in addition to the tragedy that's happened, is what's so sombering and so scary and so unsettling. And I know I'm supposed to cheer you up and I'm supposed to give you guys medical news, and I will. I got a great guest coming on next, Karen Deuce, guru of microbiology, to kind of help us with, well, not a cheering up subject, all these super bugs out there. And so I'll end this so we can move on. But I'm not sure where we go from here. All the things we've done historically, okay, to, you know, try to end racism and to live together and be a unified America seems to have completely fallen apart over the last few years. And the divide is so apparent that I'm not sure what has to be done or if it can be fixed. And so, you know, bless all families involved and all victims involved with any shooting and victim of any tragedy that occurred throughout the last couple of years that transpired. But, we start losing our police officers and them not wanting to put their lives on the line. I mean, it's one thing to put your life on the line, you know, to save a kid, to save, you know, an innocent victim. But, you know, to go to work, you know, to do your duty to man a peaceful process just to be shot in the back is that's not what people are signing up for. And you know, how do we maintain a police force and their integrity and their safety? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Hey, I'm not supposed to be a singer. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. Poor Daniel, we've given him so much crap today. I haven't even gotten started yet. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, many of you know one of my favorite subjects in school was microbiology. I wasn't very good at it, but it was still my favorite. And so, unfortunately, many of you have had to sit there while I stumble around these stories, such as the flesh-eating bacteria found off of the Florida Gulf Coast, and some of these super bacteria found in the Rio Olympic waters. So here to help us make heads or tails of this is my colleague, oh, I love her, Dr. Karen Deuce, Associate Professor of Basic Sciences of Microbiology and Immunology at Touro University, Nevada. Hi, Karen. How you doing, honey?
Good. How are you, Dahlia?
Good. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. You and I obviously are landlocked. You know, we live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we don't have beaches. But, you know, everybody on the East Coast, they are loving to flock towards the water. What's going on in Florida?
Well, there's this little bug, and it's called Vibrio vulnificus, I believe is the way you pronounce it.
Yeah, I think you're right, too. I know.
And it's one of these little guys that is very common in what they call brackish water. So that's where kind of the fresh water from the rivers meets the seawater. So they like it salty, but not too salty. And they also like it really warm. And what happens is they hang out in the water and eat little things, you know, in the water, the other microorganisms. And then they also get taken in by all the little filter feeders that live in that area, notably oysters and things like that. And so when they get taken in and then you eat that oyster, you're basically treating yourself to a lovely bit of Vibrio along with your oyster if you eat it raw.
Wow.
And so there's a really famous, well-known disease called cholera, which is caused by a Vibrio cholerae. And that's,
but that Vibrio is a bad guy. That is one genius.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So our vulnificus is just another one of these nasty little Vibrios. They actually, if you ever look up a picture, they look like a little comma with a long tail.
So okay. I wasn't very good at grammar either. you know, it's interesting. They, you know, they're talking. They have Andy D. Paola, who's the lead seafood microbiologist. Karen, I know this is kind of off subject. You know, obviously you're an expert in microbiology and immunology. Did you have an option in school to become a seafood? When does that happen? When you're in microbiology training, you go, you know what? I want to be a seafood microbiologist versus a cattle microbiologist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I was in school, we had to take something called food microbiology.
That
talked all about food poisoning. And I tell you, I took that class, and it was really interesting, but I drove my family and friends absolutely crazy. And the guy that, you know, it's like, oh, get that food put away. You're going to grow something really nasty in there. And it's like, go to a buffet? Oh, my gosh, no. Seems somebody could sneeze on that, and you're doomed, you know?
I know. Buffets are scary.
I would be
an expert in chocolate.
Of my family,
so go ahead. I'm losing you. I'm sorry.
I decided to save my family and my husband's sanity. I would not go into food micro.
I know.
so I did infectious disease instead.
Wow. So let's say these surfers or these people in the Gulf, okay, are not eating the oysters. I mean, they're just getting it by, like, you know, up into their, when they swallow the water, obviously. They're ingesting it.
Right, or if you have, what's more common with this vulnificus guy is if you have, like, any kind of a wound.
Right,
so say
right.
You
fleshy.
Cut yourself shaving, or, you know, you're playing with a cat with claws, and, you know, the inevitable happens. And then if you go, you know, swimming, if one of these little guys gets in, they can cause a really nasty skin lesion, and they can also get into your bloodstream, and then you're doomed.
You know, it's amazing the change. For those of you joining us, we're talking to Dr. Karen Deuce, Associate Professor of Basic Sciences of Microbiology and Immunology at Touro University, Nevada. You know, what always kind of blew my mind with microbiology, and I really, really love the subject, is how one bug could, you know, barely do anything to you, and then something else would turn around and be, quote-unquote, flesh-eating. What is it about the bacteria? I mean, I know it's got to be a genetic makeup, but is there something else that I'm not thinking of that differentiates these bacteria from being something so deadly to something that, you know, you could just kind of, you know, like a staph epi, you know, like staph epidermidis, you know, that's not going to bother you too much.
Yeah, right. So we don't really understand everything about this guy, but we do know that it doesn't do much to other animals. So Vibrio vulnificus actually is very specifically causing disease in humans and non-human primates. So there must be something genetically involved in that interaction, right? Because otherwise it would infect fish and other mammals.
Exactly.
and what have you. So it's got to be something where, so if a bacteria wants to get in and do damage to you, it has to have a way of sticking on you. mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. if it can't stick, it can't colonize. Okay, right. It has to have something to live on. And so probably what's happening is that something on our cells is specifically able to stick, kind of like Velcro.
Exactly.
So basically the bacteria has one side of the Velcro and we have the other. And once they stick in, they can stick, get in, they can stick really well. And that way they can, you know, multiply and more stick. And then pretty soon you have a lot of bacteria in or on you.
And Dr. Deuce, you know, you're bringing up a good point. You know, you'll hear, you know, like some animals, you know, you'll be sick, but the animal won't get the cold. And you're like, you know, well, why is something virulent to one and not the other? The host, it's very important, the host properties. So that's a good point.
Right.
And now Rio. Okay, let's talk about Rio. And this blew my mind, where apparently this Enterobacter, the CRE, this multiple drug resistant Enterobacter bacteria is coming from hospital sewage, the carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter. I mean, hospital sewage, we're talking about feces that of hospital patients on antibiotics, so then we already can, I guess, start that resistance. I'll just please clarify, what the heck is going on there?
Yeah, so CRE, or carbapenem-resistant Enterobacteriaceae. Enterobacteriaceae is a huge family of microbes, many of which live in our gut. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they're passed around in feces. And they're also very good at taking up the little plasmids that carry different resistance, antibiotic resistance genes. So they, you know, in our gut, they're like a lot of them, right? They're hanging out.
Right.
They're
mm-hmm.
Very crowded, and they pass these things along, you know, kind of like having tea.
Right.
So then we, you know, poop them out and they get into the system. And unfortunately, people who are chronically ill and spending a lot of time in hospitals tend to pick up these resistant bugs because there's a lot of antibiotic use in hospitals.
Right.
So it kind of makes sense, right? There's a lot of that exchanging going on in the guts of people in hospitals. So, you know, they come out, the waste goes into the system, and if it's not treated, which apparently in Rio they have issues with water treatment, it goes right into the seawater. And a lot of these bugs, because they live in the gut, they're very tolerant of salt and other things in seawater. So they're
trying to
survive. Yeah, so because all the bile salts are, you know, salty.
Right.
And so these guys tend to be a little more resistant.
Right.
To being killed in the seawater. So they're hanging out, and then you go swimming, swallow a little water and a few of those along with you. And if you're a normal person, you may not get ill. In fact, likely you won't, right? But if you're if you're immunosuppressed, you're young, you're old, you're on antibiotics for something else at the time, so your gut bacteria are a little stressed, then you can get really ill. And when they're resistant to carbapenem, it just means that, so carbapenems are kind of a fancy antibiotic, very like penicillin,
mm-hmm.
right? And penicillin, everybody and their neighbor now has resistance to penicillin,
mm-hmm.
and carbapenem is kind of a fancy penicillin that those most resistant bugs have trouble becoming resistant to. So, but these carbapenem-resistant guys have figured out how to kill off the carbapenem, and so they are now resistant to that. So,
we're going to be coming up on the end. I don't want to cut you off because obviously you're teaching my listeners way more than I could on this subject. I mean, really quickly, how do surfers or Olympians protect themselves from things like this?
Right. I would say just be very, very cognizant of trying not to swallow water,
mm-hmm.
for one thing, right? And then if you do have any kind of infection, get to your doctor right away so they can check you out and let them know where you've been. That's
exactly.
Really,
and stay healthy so you're not immunocompromised, hopefully. Dr. Karen Deuce, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back.
Oh,
you are a microbiology expert. You take care.
Thanks
all right,
so
guys,
much.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Ryan had written yesterday in a very, very long-winded email that I don't really want to go into too much because it's long. But, sorry. The only one who's allowed to be long-winded on air is me. But he talks about the trigger-happy, quote-unquote, the quote-unquote trigger-happy police. and how in the olden days cops would use batons or bayonets, etc. And their training now involves obviously a lot of gunfire, and that you... He basically was asking about the psychology behind you having a gun, not being able to use it, and then finding an opportunity to use it, using it. And he's wondering if maybe that could be behind some of these police shootings that have been coming up in the news. I don't really know what... I couldn't really answer that because obviously I'm not a psychologist. And I know I alluded to some sort of psychological parallelism with that, with the lawyer who got out of law. She graduated law school, you know, couldn't find a job after many years that she liked where it offered the amount of money that she wanted. And then she turned around and sued the school. And I had said something to the effect of, you know, here you are, you're trained to sue and subpoena, and you don't get to do it once, and so then you may be quick to jump. I don't think I would probably say no. I would never analogize that or translate that to anything that's happening currently with the police. But the one thing that I would be interested in, investigating or I would suggest being researched is, you know, the following. Okay, remember there was a shooting that happened a while back where the officer was running after the assailant. And the video only showed the officer, so you couldn't tell if the perpetrator was armed or not. So you couldn't tell because the video was only watching the officer. And so because the witness was only videotaping the officer, and you see the officer stop running, and then he took out his taser, and then he took out his gun. This was a while back. And you didn't get the full story. You didn't see everything that happened on video. But the one thing I saw very blatantly was the officer looked fatigued from running. And we talked about this on air. And I know there's a lot of theories as to what's going on. And you know, there's a huge race conversation that we all need to have that will be coming. I hope we have, you know, such that we don't see the violent attacks like we had last night in Dallas. But the one thing that I noticed recently with the Alton Sterling shooting was he was a very, very, very large man compared to the officers. And so two officers were struggling to subdue him. And, you know, I'm wondering, and trust me, I mean, most of the officers in my neck of the woods, they are very, very physically fit. But you wonder if in the middle of an attack, okay, and I'm just saying theoretically, okay, if you feel outstrengthened, and if you feel out athleticized, if that's a word I could use, could there be a tendency to reach for a weapon? Now, again, we don't know what all happened. We don't know what transpired. Okay, I mean, it's very, very difficult when you're watching witness accounts. You know, whether he was pulling for a gun or not, I can't see that, so I don't know. Okay, and obviously the you know, the officers are being investigated, and the videotapes are being investigated, and then we'll find out what they conclude. But one thing that I would maybe suggest, okay, while we are trying to conceptualize what could be happening with, you know, officers shooting rather than, you know, the taser working or using a baton. This is a very difficult thing to say because I'm not a police officer. I'm not putting my life on the line. Okay. I'm not there, you know, being told, look, you know, he has a gun and knowing that my life could end in the next millisecond. And so, you know, God bless our police officers for the heroism they perform day after day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute. You know, I can never comprehend being in that situation. But I would suggest some research looking at the physical differences and what opportunities officers have if they cannot, I guess, subdue somebody physically because they're bigger or stronger. You know, I mean, remember, in the olden days, your officers were the baddest butt, you know, people out there, they're the most physically fit, and they are. I mean, our officers, you know, my neck of the woods, they're very physically fit. But, I'm noticing many of them are having difficulty physically with some of the people they are trying to put in handcuffs. And so, and if in Mr. Sterling's case, he was tased and it didn't work, you know, what options do police officers have, non-gun, fatal, you know, that they could do to subdue somebody that is athletically their superior? And so, I'm just suggesting it may be a good idea to just research scientifically, you know, if that could possibly be a factor. And, you wonder, you know, we're being told all the time that one of the biggest threats to our national security is our teenagers and our kids are not physically fit. We have obesity. We have lack of physical stamina. I mean, I remember, you know, so I grew up in Las Vegas and I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. And we moved back and forth a lot as a kid. And so, you know, in Phoenix, it easily got up to the 1-teens, 1-20s, and school was still in session. And I was running track or I was in PE and you would run. And you would run in the heat. Yeah, we had to be careful of heat stroke, et cetera. And we drank water, and I remember the drinking fountains being hot, et cetera. But, you know, I don't see the kids working out like we did. Okay, you know, I was a skinny kid. And now with all the foods and the hormones and it, you know, so, you know, we have obesity as an issue. I also wonder if the lack of sunlight as kids or as adults is starting to affect some of our muscle strength and our bone strength. And so it would be very interesting to see a study of our strength and our physical ability compared to our physical ability 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. And if we, you know, we can't just, you know, obviously hire, you know, the tallest and the strongest and most muscular, but I'm just wondering if maybe that could be a small factor in this. And so, when you feel overtaken and you hear that someone has a gun and again, I'm not trying to justify anything that was done, but, you know, you asked, you know, from a psychological standpoint, you know, is it a trigger happy trigger? I don't think it's that at all. You know, I think it's, you know, you are in the middle of a fight. You are in the middle of a situation and I'm not saying any specific, you know, shooting in which this happened, but, I could not comprehend what could be going on, you know, physically and instinctively at that time. And so I would just say maybe investigate that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please quit sending me hard questions, okay? I mean, this is, okay, please. All right, yeah. All right, no, you can ask me anything. It's just, oh, my gosh. All right, it's a Friday. Wow. All right, you know what, though? I still think it's a good idea. I stand by that. It's a good idea to investigate that. All right, Wendy's. Wendy's is releasing a list of more than 1,000 restaurants hit in a data breach. Why would anybody hack Wendy's? Apparently, the fast food giant has announced yesterday that the recent data breach was much larger than originally thought. More than 1,000 U.S. restaurants were targeted by hackers who stole customers' credit card numbers beginning last fall. Isn't that interesting that people use credit cards for fast food? I've started to do that also because I never have any money. So if you used a credit card at Wendy's, I hope you don't have your identity stolen. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Again, remember, we are organizing state blood donation days in every state. and National Blood Donation Week. It's a very, very urgent need for blood. There is a very urgent need for blood and multiple blood banks. And if any of you want to host a blood drive, we sure would appreciate your help and your participation. If you could donate blood, even better. But many of you cannot donate blood. I get that. Please at least then host a drive. Obviously, as what we saw with Dallas, when tragedies happen, these hospitals have to be ready. And so the blood that supplies these hospitals and medical centers are given by donors that are usually donating when it's a time that's quiet and good and complacent. So, things were kind of quiet the last few days, and then thank God there were people that donated blood, so we had blood ready for a tragedy. Go to my website at National Blood, I'm trying to hide a hiccup, nationalblooddonationday.com, and check out many of the blood banks that are a part of this, and we will set you up with a blood bank in your area that will help you. It's very easy to host a blood drive, very, very easy. It's just been a very tumultuous time this week, and I promised I would cheer you guys up, and I think next hour would be better. I hadn't eaten today. Apparently, we have a little war going on with our cats. Okay, that little new snappy, the little two-month-old is running around the place, and the other older cats aren't having it. You know, the growling has stopped. Usually about 4 days of bringing a new cat in, okay, the growling has stopped. But what's very, very interesting is, okay, you guys all know Shaky Boo. Shaky Boo has been a very frequent co-host of the show, okay, and we stopped having him as a co-host because my ratings dropped. Snappy Boo, we tried. We brought her to the show, and she was absolutely miserable. For you. I mean, she had a good time, but I found it miserable, and she tried to take my job. So a little, apparently, Shake, who's turning 10 years old, is kind of like the, security guard of the house. You know, he has to inspect everything. He has to approve everything. And so we have a separate potty box for the little cat. And, of course, he just has to come on in, and he has to pee in it and show that, you know, he approves of the potty box. Apparently, though, we're about to see, unfortunately, a very, very bloody brawl because the little Snaps doesn't respect his authority, and she's starting to now play with his tail. So she smacks his tail, and I have to sit there and make sure in the middle of the night he doesn't eat her. And then she smacks them. I try to keep them separated, but the cats know how to open doors. So I apologize if I sound a little sleep deprived, but I'm very nervous at Shaky Boo, and you all know Shaky Boo. He's so grumpy. He is one day going to slap or chew the crap out of little Snappy, and I got to make sure that I intervene because they're all my babies. We just need everybody to just calm down and relax. I got this email yesterday. Preston writes, I'm not going to tell you where he's from in case he does actually become public, but he goes, Doc, I'm ready to run for public office. Our leaders are not leaders. I have many friends and supporters and would love to have your support. We need a revolution, and I'm the one to bring it. Now, I think it's a little too late for you to run this election term, depending on what you're running for in your state, because I think the primaries are done. But you know that more in your district than I do. But I don't like this, we need a revolution, okay? It's something that a lot of politicians say. And many people were excited about what happened with Brexit. You know, they said, look, you know, it's about time. You know, we make things change. We need a revolution. I mean, you know, when you go back to, you know, the revolutionary times, and when revolutions were a lot more commonplace, they were very, very bloody. Okay, you know, when you stand there and say, look, you know, I'm not saying I'm not going to support him. It's just, you know, please be a little careful with your sound bites and with your, you know, dialect and vocabulary because I don't want a war. And, you know, we were talking about this early on in the hour. I mean, this is what we're looking at right now. You know, when the shooter said he wanted to kill, you know, white people and white cops, and this is not, this is 2016 for crying out loud. You know, we were supposed to have made so much progress with race relations. And, you know, maybe Preston doesn't want a revolution in terms of that. He wants a revolution in terms of economy, etc. One thing I can't agree with him is we really have a lack of leadership. We really do. Okay, and you know, maybe it's because you just can't lead America. You know, maybe we are so many different people of so many different races, and we are such a melting pot that nobody is going to look up to our president, you know, whoever it's going to be in the future or whoever it's been, saying, you know what, we are going to follow you till the end. I always wonder if the 1940s and entering into World War II would be able to be replicated today. You know, where, you know what, your country needs you, you need to serve your country, Pearl Harbor got bombed, we're going over, you know, and all the obviously sequela that happened, and it didn't happen that quickly, obviously, of deciding to go out there and engage. You know, and I mean, people couldn't wait to sign up and fight and defend our country. You mess with one American, you mess with all of us. I don't think you could even replicate that now. If Obama called us into action, you know, I mean, thank God we have the active military already and the enlisted servicemen. But for those of us not in the service, would we rally behind Obama's cry? Would we rally behind Trump's cry? Would we rally behind Hillary Clinton? Now, some of you love Trump and you love Hillary. And I'm envious for you having that much passion towards a leader. You know, I mean, I'm optimistic about Trump and the economy, and I told you I'm a little concerned from a foreign policy standpoint, but I'm optimistic from an economy standpoint. But, you know, I'm a little envious that, you know, I don't have the faith, you know, in anyone right now that, you know, that and it's a very frustrating time. So here's Preston, and, you know, good for you for wanting to lead and run for public office and want to serve, but I'm just not sure how we should be using this term revolution. And I see it all the time, and I might have even used it. You know, I've talked about the medical revolution and the industrial revolution, and we use revolution now very loosely, you know, in terms of, okay, well, we need to change things up. We need to do a complete 180. I mean, so we use this very, very loosely. The problem is we're seeing people get shot. You know, yesterday it was just supposed to be a peaceful protest. You know, and, you know, God bless our ability to have our First Amendment rights to, you know, express our speech and to assemble. And unfortunately, when chaos ensues or when revolutionaries want to, cause bloodshed, that could cause us to lose our rights. And I'm very, very concerned. Okay? I mean, you know, are there going to be any peaceful protests today or tomorrow? And sometimes that is a desire of some of these revolutionaries. You know, gunning down cops who were there to protect the citizens that were actually demonstrating for a cause that the shooter believed in, this is absolute chaos. You know, and maybe I don't know what they were thinking, okay? You know, that they were going to be a hero in America's eyes, gunning down innocent police officers that were just standing there. You know, I don't know what their thinking was, but this is what we're walking into. We are, you know, other countries see that we are very, confused, that we're very vulnerable right now. Because we don't agree and we're not unified. And here we are about to enter a whole new race war that we shouldn't even be having in 2016. But we are because of recent developments. And we need to get our strength back. We need to unify. And, yeah, we need a leader to do that. And so I echo your frustration. I just would be very, very careful about using the term revolution because I don't think we comprehend what's going to happen next. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.